a moment, please, sir. George Meany on 9-1.
Mr. President, I just talked to Lane Franklin, and he's been all over this with Steve Miller and the rest of them. And his advice is that to bring these fellas in would make the thing definitely worse. These people are now sending us wires, sending me wires, demanding I call a special convention, the AFL, CIO, in order to start a third party. These guys are really wild, these local fellas. He says the best bet is to continue to see what can be done with Joe Ramsey, who's the head of this council of airplane mechanics, and see if something can't be worked out there. And he's willing to...
I don't care who or how it's done, just so they get them where they can speak responsibly and somebody can speak for them.
He's going to work right back to work with Jim Reynolds and see if they can't work out something that Ramsey feels that he can sell. Now, as far as the airplane manufacturers, the airplane people, they've all left town. They've left this fellow Clayton behind with instructions.
I don't think you have to worry about what they'll do. If we could get somebody that can speak responsibly, that is, from the worker's standpoint, and from my standpoint, where I don't have to succumb and crawl.
All right, well, he thinks that can be done.
Now, I don't know, can this boy do that, or is that going to take the old stud up?
Well,
I think you better talk to that man.
I'll talk to Ramsey, all right.
I'll just do it, and I just say, now, I got to have something here, because I don't want to go this route. I want them to do it, and I just think that the only way they're going to do it, though, is to have some leadership, and I think you're going to have to provide it.
All right.
You just get him on the phone and tell him to just get out your lead pencil and then let's see what comes out of it.
Yeah, well, all right. I've instructed Kirkman to go right to work on that, and I'll check with him later in the afternoon.
And then you give me a ring.
Yeah.